From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. Scientists in London say they have found the best diet for both humans and the planet. If the world followed the so-called planetary health diet, the scientists told Reuters that each year more than 11 million early deaths could be prevented. For the health of the planet, they claim the same diet would reduce greenhouse gases and save more land, water, and animals. This new food plan is the result of a 3-year project organized by the Lancet Health Journal. It involved 37 experts from 16 countries. Tim Lang, a professor at Britain's University of London, co-led the research. He told Reuters, "The food we eat and how we produce it determines the health of people and the planet, and we are currently getting this seriously wrong." Lang added that the world's population is expected to grow to 10 billion people by 2050. "If we want to feed everyone," he explained, "we all need to change what we eat and the way we eat by improving food production and reducing food waste." So what do you eat on the planetary health diet? The scientists who created this diet say it is largely plant-based, but still has small amounts of dairy, fish, and meat. The diet calls for cutting red meat and sugar by 50% and doubling the amount of nuts, fruits, vegetables, and legumes. Food situations around the world are not equal. In certain areas, this would mean great changes. People in North America, for example, eat 6.5 times the recommended amount of red meat. On the other hand, people in South Asia eat only half the amount suggested by the new planetary health diet. Meeting the targets for vegetables would need big changes in other areas. In sub-Saharan Africa, people on average eat 7.5 times the suggested amount of vegetables, like potatoes and cassava. Walter Willett of Harvard University in the United States also talked to Reuters about the planetary health diet. He said that more than 800 million people around the world do not get enough food, while many more have very unhealthy diets. The scientists admit their goal will be difficult to achieve, but for them, doing nothing is also not an option. Willett said, "If we can't quite make it, it's better to try and get as close as we can." And that's the Health and Lifestyle Report. I'm Anna Mateo.